Air contracts were almost always made with mining companies and not people. Like U.S. lawmakers, average Alaskans saw the new innovation as a curiosity, even as entertainment, but irrelevant to their day-to-day life. In fact, they viewed flying as unpredictable, unsafe, and expensive. The physical act of flying fascinated crowds, but crowds were little interested in the physics of flight nor its practical application, as evident by the reportedly small turnout at a presentation on the mechanics of aviation given by Captain Martin the night before his historic 1913 flight in Fairbanks, an event that attracted a far bigger attendance. Most there that day came to watch him crash. Consequently, most people remained as skeptical in Alaska as they did in Washington, D.C. Folks would pay to watch flyers risk their necks, explained Bob Reeve, but nobody would think of giving you a regular job. Bush pilot Oscar Winchell discovered this viewpoint the hard way. When seeking flying work in 1931, Winchell learned all too quickly that most Alaskans believed that pilots were nuts.